Fotografia europea 2025. Avere vent'anni.
Hi, I'm Kenna Mafon, and I would like to tell you about I Fuck Tokyo dual main character. The whole concept started off when I was 19, just enjoying the moment without thinking much about anything. Hanging out with friends, drinking in front of the convenience store after work, sneaking into parties. Literally having a bunch of random chaotic nights and meeting new people every single day. I felt free, reckless, just doing whatever. Those days were fun. I literally thought Tokyo was a city that never sleeps, energetic, vibrant, fun, and just chaos. But as I grew older, I actually started feeling different about how I see the city. I felt like it's a hidden black hole where you yourself are constantly in the endless cycle of unconsciously thinking to become a certain figure, finding meaning to your existence and validating it based on others. Sometimes you even think as to what it means to be real and the individual. You present yourself in a certain way, but also that might just be a character inside you, built within the society, surrounding, and there's another side of you that thinks differently. That's where I Fuck Tokyo started off. Discipline within the society, but still have the rebellious spirit inside. You can get fucked, but I Fuck Tokyo. In this series, while highlighting the moments, people I have met throughout the years that have made a major impact on my identity as I Fuck Tokyo, I will showcase the contrast, the conflicting dualism that exists within one, taking the nightlife of the city as a symbol where the free spirit lives, where I felt free and the other true color of one appears, which is more vibrant than ever. The date goes back to 2020. Every week, there were so many different themed parties with everyone pursuing their passion, trying to make a safe space for people to just enjoy the music and find their own community that they feel comfortable being with and just being themselves. That's how I also met all my friends, who till now are pursuing their own passions in different fields. Those nights were precious. I felt free from everything. I didn't have to think of what other people think. I found what I was passionate about and even got inspired by the energy of that people. Are you ready to see where I Fuck Tokyo all began?